98.1 KZE, MK with you a couple minutes after four on your Thursday, and delighted to welcome to the studio Stephanie Kearns from United Way of Ulster County. How are you, Stephanie?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm very well. It is lovely to meet you.
You too.
You said you came over the bridge. Did you get stuck in the fair traffic too?
I did not. I got lucky today. Yeah, I love the fair. It brings all kinds of wonderful things, but traffic can sometimes be touch and go, so.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's a bit of a bottleneck on that bridge.
True, true.
You have two kids, you said. Are you going to the fair? Have you been yet?
Yes, we go every year. It is something very special for us to relive every time. And we always try a little bit of a trickier or a more intense ride every year as the kids grow older.
Yeah. How old are they now?
8 and 11.
Okay, so yeah, they're big enough for some rides.
For sure, yeah. We have a good time.
We're past the heartbreak of not being tall enough for the thing.
That's right. And really, it's all about the food, let's be real.
Yeah. Frickles. Fried okra.
Everything. It's the best.
So tell me what United Way of Ulster County is up to.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for asking. Yeah, United Way of Ulster County is really going through a resurgence in the community. For the past year, we've been building a new team to build on the legacy of the past leaders who did some incredible work over 70 years. And Ulster County right now has a rate of 43% families and children who are currently living below poverty or at the ALICE level, which is asset limited, income constrained, but employed. Okay. But don't make enough to survive. So it's really important for us to target in on those particular families and the services that they need and then deliver those services. We're a very responsive organization on a whole, but we are very specific and targeted to our local community as the United Way of Ulster County.
That's amazing. And that that ALICE phrase is not one that I had heard before, but I mean, that describes so many people, especially, you know, now in the world we live in, the economy we live in, you know, it's not a matter of like, go out and get a job. Like folks have jobs, folks have 2-3 jobs, and you still can't make ends meet a lot of the time.
Absolutely. And it is really our mission to identify the ways in which we can close those gaps, provide additional services, resources, really anything we can do. But it's all born from, you know, listening to our community and really understanding what their needs are, and making that happen with what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. United Way, is that a national program and you're like the local Hudson Valley branch?
So we are an international organization, United Way, and we are in Ulster County specifically. There are other United Ways throughout New York State, about 50 others, I believe. We're considered a small United Way, so we have a team of about 3.5, we are right in the heart of Kingston, so in between all of the beautiful towns across the county itself. So we do serve specifically Ulster County residents, but also folks that work in Ulster County. So there's volunteering opportunities as well as opportunities to take advantage of programming and services that we have. So at any point, if you cross into Ulster County, there might be something that aligns with your needs.
That's amazing. And how do folks go about connecting with you guys? Is there a storefront they can walk into, or is online the best option?
Yeah, you know, website and social media are really the quickest ways, I think, for people to identify if it's a good fit, but I can also share our phone number. We have an exciting event coming up, which I'll tease for sharing in a moment. But the best way to learn more about us is www.ulsterunitedway.org, visiting our social media channels on Instagram and Facebook, or our number is 845-331-4199. Give us a call.
Very cool. Stephanie Kearns is my guest from United Way of Ulster County, and I am so delighted to learn about this organization because I honestly didn't know that we had a United Way branch in Ulster County, and it's so important to have these organizations that are providing kind of the public safety net that the federal government does not want to provide.
Absolutely, and that's really big for us as well. We currently don't depend on federal dollars, and that's very strategic because they're so fickle regardless of administration.
Yeah.
So, but we do feel incredibly supported by New York State and our county, who have incredible leadership and really look at nonprofits as being an essential business for the work that's being done to serve Ulster County residents. So to that end, we have those wonderful connections and closing the gaps in all kinds of ways. We have an emergency and homelessness assistance fund, and that fund is specifically aimed to identify those who are in a crisis in a moment where they really need to cover their rent, maybe auto repair. They might be living in their car and it's their only means of transportation to a job that they're trying to keep. And so again, that kind of emergency crisis response is what we're looking to do to make sure that people have what they need.
Yeah. That's amazing. So folks who are, you know, in kind of that crisis mode, and we've all been in one of those moments, and it's hard in those moments to think of resources, right? It's, you know, you're kind of in panic mode and it's hard to even imagine a solution. So I just kind of want to throw it out there that like this is a potential solution and kind of put it in the back of your mind. Or if there's anybody out there that you know who is in this kind of situation, that there is an organization they can reach out to locally.
Absolutely. And if we can't help you with something because we are a small team and we serve, you know, a specific population, we will help you find the help that you need. And that is really what we're all about. We know we can't do everything, but we sure can identify resources for those that need it. And United Ways have always been counted on to be that reliable resource.
Yeah. How did you get into this line of work?
Yeah, I've been in the nonprofit industry for about 20 years. And for me, I dabbled in a lot of different industries, from Broadway casting to education, art fair scene. And at the end of the day, I kept trying to turn all of those jobs into ways to give back to people. Mm-hmm. And not really realizing it was a career or career opportunity. When you're young, you just don't know those things. And fortunately, I was mentored by some incredible people who taught me the business side of the nonprofit industry, and how it can be not only a career, but a very fulfilling job path that can give you more than just a job. And so I stuck with it because, one, it feels great. Two, I like to think I'm pretty good at it because it is such a passion. And three, it's a great way to show my kids a career path that, you know, kind of gives life a little extra purpose.
Yeah, that gives back to the world. Like, yeah, it's a wonderful, I think we all, I guess all is a little bit general, but most of us would like to do something with our lives that benefits humanity. And yeah, United Way is definitely that.
Yeah, think so too. I can see that, especially in this community. I've been here for about 13 years now, but it's definitely the place that I wanted to raise my children, because so many people emulate that kind of that idea of caring for one another and just being aware of humanity.
So you've been here 13 years. That's roughly the same amount of time I've been in the Hudson Valley. And, you know, it's changed a lot in that time, which is like not a very long time in the grand scheme of things, but so much change has happened. And, you know, a lot of that is housing prices increasing and cost of living increasing overall. How have you seen that affect, you know, the populations and the folks that you guys work with?
Yeah, I mean, it's affected them dramatically. I do have to shout out to our county for being super responsive to that and looking at all kinds of ways to improve conditions and opportunities. But the housing crisis is very real, and the cost of living has greatly affected the local population. So we do a lot of things to try to hear what could be solutions oriented. We apply for grants and look at opportunities to enhance the housing solutions that are being put in place. We elevate the voices of those in our specific community that are trying to create housing solutions. Mm. Family of Woodstock is one of those great organizations, and we partner with them for our Homelessness and Emergency Assistance Fund. So for us, seeing those organizations do that good work and really just rapidly responding to it, it doesn't always make it any easier. And I think that, you know, seeing our friends and neighbors who are struggling so badly, all we can do is come together and move as quickly as possible to make change.
Absolutely. United Way of Ulster County, once again, is the organization we're talking about. And I believe you guys have a special event coming up.
We sure do. So speaking of elevating voices of other organizations, we thought that now, especially with the major changes to nonprofit support from the federal administration, we wanted to come together to enhance the voices of our fellow nonprofits in the youth services space. And so we are having a children's charity classic on Friday, August 29th from 5 to 7:30, and that's at Hits on the Hudson in Saugerties.
Oh, fun.
So it's a beautiful venue, and if you've never been or don't know anything about horses, it's a great time to learn about it. They are generously sponsoring their venue to support this event and to offer us the space, as well as the riders and the horses, to do a friendly horse jumping competition.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And the best part is that they're going to be dressed up like children's book characters.
What?
And we are lucky enough to have Tracy West, famous local author who's written over 400 books, author of Dragon Masters. She's coming to the event and giving a book to every child.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. So,
and the nonprofits involved are, you know, the big forward-facing youth organizations, Children's Home of Kingston, My Kingston Kids, Mentor Me, Boys and Girls Club of Ulster County, the YMCA, Cornell Cooperative Extension and 4-H, and Family of Woodstock. And so we're all coming together to support our youth-serving organizations and programs programs to make sure they can sustain and stay strong to provide services for kids moving forward.
Amazing. This is a fundraising event, right?
It is.
How much are tickets?
Yeah, so we have sliding scale tickets for this event, $5, $15, or $50. So truly whatever you can afford.
Cool.
And if you can't afford $5, reach out to us. We all have lived experience at United Way, and we're really proud to come forward and say that because it allows us to connect with people in our community and really demystify the notion that you have to be someone with money to come to a fundraiser. This is also really built for families and children, but our community really needs to support those folks. So it really is for everyone. It's a huge venue. You can show up on the day of. We're starting our programming at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be a pretty meaningful and special event.
Yeah. And also, can I just say, so I'm a former horse girl. So
awesome.
I know a thing or two about show jumping competition. Literally, it's such a fun thing to watch. Even if you're not a horse person, even if you have no background in that, watching a horse jumping competition is an absolute blast. I mean, the athleticism of the horses is incredible. The horse and rider bond. And like, it's one of those things that you don't have to like know the rules. Like, you know, we've all struggled watching football at one time or another because
right.
it's a little bit hard to understand if you don't know it already. Horse jumping, horse goes over the fence, hopefully doesn't knock down any of the rails. Boom, done.
That's you just broke it down for us perfectly. Thank you.
It's like, literally, I will like pull it up on YouTube sometimes and like make my husband watch horse jumping competitions
because
it's like a fun thing to watch.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah,
it's going to be so much fun. And I'm glad that you have some experience with that. It's my first equestrian event. I've done some equine therapy in the past, but you know, the equestrian experience, I think, as I spoke with the CEO of HITS about, not everyone feels like they can enter that space because it is such a high wealth space.
Yeah.
But those folks care so much about our community, and they absolutely want to introduce this to a diverse audience. And really, it's a spectator sport. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. You can go and enjoy it like you would enjoy a baseball game.
Yep.
And to me, just being introduced to that and also introducing it to so many youth in our population and our specific community, it'll be the first time they've maybe even ever been around a horse.
Absolutely.
They're majestic animals, but they're also really expensive to raise.
Yeah.
So they're not always in a space where kids are, unless you're going to a special camp or something of that nature. So we're so excited to break down that barrier together and welcome folks to the venue.
Absolutely. And maybe foster a new generation of horse people.
Absolutely.
You
Let's
never
do
know.
It. Yeah.
Stephanie Kearns is my guest from United Way of Ulster County. Is there anything else that folks should know about the organization?
You know, I think just to really look for organizations that you align with as an individual. It's such an important time to give back right now. So finding an organization that's going to give you an opportunity that fits your lifestyle or your needs is really key for folks to do. So whether it's United Way or another organization in your locale, I encourage everyone to join in and, you know, help others, help your fellow man.
Well said. You know, we've got a couple of songs queued up. I had to sneak this one in for United Way of Ulster County. And again, next Friday, the 29th, right, is the event at HITS in Saugerties. It's a great fundraiser and it's going to be an absolute blast. Here's Jesse Wells with Horses on KZE.